Just to end with one final short ha'ara, and that is, so we're talking about Schus Toilola, which according to Ravina, it's the Rambam's Psak, and Hilchasait, the Perakim, Halacha Chav, is the Schus of Talmud Torah. And you see an amazing thing, that Talmud Torah has a tremendous Schus to protect, right? And this is Dach, a Davar Pacha. Gemara is Rosh HaTevis, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, Uriel. When a person learns Torah, Imamish, he has an entourage of Malachim that are watching him and protecting him. Valroish, Yishchin, Askel. He's always surrounded by Malachim. He's always being protected. But just one ha'ara maybe, one noisif, and that is the Gemara in Masechtas Ksubis, a classic, on Daf Ayin Zayin Amadeus. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Yochanan used to be machris. He would make a ramkol. He would say, Hizaru mizvuvei shabalei rason. So there was a certain condition. It was called rason, a form of mukashchin. And it was very, very contagious. And Rabbi Yochanan was very sensitive. He didn't want people to catch this illness. So he would make a achraza and he would say, everybody be careful from the flies that drezach by the Balei Rosen, because they may be carriers of this illness and it can be very infectious. Rabbi Zera would not sit next to someone who had Rosen if the wind was blowing. Rabbi Loza lay ayo ba'ole. He wouldn't enter that tent. Rabbi Amiv Rabbi Asi lay havi achli mi bei dahim avoyo. If there was an egg that was in the mavoy of Erevin fame, of where a Baal Rosen was, they wouldn't even use those eggs. Zokti Gemara. That was the Hanhag of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Amir Rav As. But there was one Amoira that had a Midah Cheres, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Zokti Gemara, Michrich Behuva Asik B'Teira. Rabbi Shua ben Levi would call the Baal Rosen, and he would say, Lama Zitzin Alern in Tzazam. He would be Michrich Behu. He would mamish sit together with them. And he would learn Torah. Amar, he said, the Pasuk says, Ayeles Ahavim V'Yalaschei. That if a person learns Torah, it's mamish gewalt, and it's something that's my lechein. It makes a person look better and more appealing. It's my lechein. Im chein myla alamdeh. If someone who doesn't have chein learns Torah, the Torah is going to give him chein. Agune loy magna. So certainly it's going to protect him. We said that maybe he darshan the kalvachomer because kalvachomer is a school of refuah, and this maybe was part of the antidote. But im chein myla alamdeh. So agune loy magna. And the Gemara says that this chos that Rabbi Shulman Levi had was so nifledik that Rabbi Shulman Levi passed away, the Malach HaMavos couldn't be shoyled with Rabbi Shulman Levi, because Rabbi Shulman Levi did something unbelievable. He would sit and he was michrech hu va'asik b'tayr. He was a das yochin in this Indian. Rabbi Yochanan shalocha k'mayis b'chamak and all the gedolim. They all held not that way. But Rabbi Shimon ben Levi felt that nothing bad is going to happen to me from being together with the Balei Rosen. The Ritva on this Gemara, it's the last Ritva in Perek HaMadir, in Masechtas Ksubis. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Michrich Behu, Ba'asik Bay Raisa. Pirish. Michrich Behu, Afilu Heichad Olay Asik Ba. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi didn't only learn with the Balei Rosen. He was fabreng with them a little bit also. He would be with them. He was michrich bahu afilu heichad ala yasikba. Ukidamrinim besoita. Gabi kiner mitzvah v'toira ar. Da iraisa afilu beidna ala yasikba magna umatzla la'uskim balishma. Rabbi Shua ben Levi felt that being that he learned Torah, so he had the shmir of Torah, the shmir of soita daf chavalef, that Torah is an ar, and it's bein beidna da asikba, bein beidna ala yasikba. It's going to protect. It's going to be a Shmira, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi was Michrich Bahu even when he wasn't Asik by Raisa. It's a Chiddush and Taitch in the Gemara. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Michrich Bahu, Asik by Raisa. Zok the Ritva, no, some of it means, Pirush Michrich Bahu, Afil Heicha Dolai Asik Bah. He was Michrich even when he wasn't learning Torah, because of our Gemara Masechta Soita, that Torah is an Ar, and Torah has an ability to protect even when a person is Mamish Dvar in the floor. This Rabbi Shua ben Levi hat Hashaychis, now at our sugya. Here it's Soita, Daf Chafalaf Amin Aleph. So the emes is, when we learned Ksubis, Daf Ayin Zayin Amin Beis, we spoke at a Ha'ara, that Rabbi Chanan Vassanin, Hashem Yimkum Damai, in Kovitz Yurim asks, it's in Masechtas Ksubis, it's Sif Reish Ayin Zayin. Says Rabbi Chanan, V'kosha, I don't understand how Rabbi Shua ben Levi was able to do this. Haksiv, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Shmuel, Hashem tells Shmuel, I want you to go to Shaul and tell Shaul whatever you have to tell. So Shmuel tells the Eivish, the Eich Eilech, I'm going to go to Shaul, the Shamashal, Shaul's going to Evargeni, he's going to kill me. I freak the Gemara, and Psochim Davches, what's the problem that Shmuel's going to get killed? It's the Hashluche Mitzvah. And everyone knows the rule, Shluche Mitzvah, in a Nizai. And the Gemara says that was different. Why was it different? Because it was Shchia Chezeka. And Heicha de Shchia Chezeka, Loiswam China Nahad de Shluche Mitzvah in a Nizai. That when it's Shchia Chezeka, over there you can't be Soymech on Shluche Mitzvah in a Nizai. It's afraid of a Chanon. I hear what Rabbi Shua ben Levi is saying. He's saying Ayelas Ahavim V'Yalas Chayim, and based on that, Torah's Megan Matz even as a Tzustel, the Ritva, the Gemara in Soita Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. But this is Shchiyah Chazeka. Can move in. So if it's Shchiyah Chazeka, how is Rabbi Shua Ben Levi able to do this? It says Rabbi Chana B'Tzorach Loimar. You have to say the Zeu Dafke B'Shar Mitzvahs. This is only true B'Shar Mitzvahs. Avol Limud Torah Shani, but Limud Torah is different. Ukedi Yalef Mikal V'Chaymer Im Chaim Ma'ila V'Chulu. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi didn't quote Soita Chaf Aleph. Rabbi Shua Ben Levi had a limud. He was darshining a Kal V'Chaymer, one of the Yud Gemul Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes Ben. Says Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Shua Ben Levi was learning a halacha from here. And near Duchzach, says Rabbi Chana, that the halacha Rabbi Shua Ben Levi is extracting from the Kal V'Chaymer in that pasuk of Yalas Chaim is that there's no Indian of Shchiyah Chazeka when it comes to Torah, and Torah can protect. So it's true, Shmuel was afraid to go, because Shmuel's not going to learn Torah. Shmuel has a shlichus. It's a little bit different. But as opposed to Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, who's michrech buva asik b'Torah, it's coming mitzad Torah, and as a result, being that it's learning Torah, over there it's going to be different. This is Rabbi Chanan Ta'ara in the end of Perek HaMadr. So I'll tell you, I saw now, very similar, but it's a little bit of a different nusach. In the Pirish Ahavas Eson, that's on the side of the Ein Yaakov from Enof in the Kadmoinen. So he, on the same Gemara, here in the end of Perek HaMadr, he says, Omnam Yesh L'dakdek. I don't understand Rabbi Shua Ben Levi. How was he allowed to do what he did? The Eich Togen Ala Koirech Bebali Rosson, Hot Shchiyach Hezeko. It's Shchiyach Hezeko. Vamrinu Bepsochim Davches. The Eich Hot Shchiyach Hezeko. Afilu Shluchei Mitzvah Nizoyken. That there's zero Shmira, when it comes to Shchiyah Chazeka. Why am I saying it's a little bit different? The nusachs are dropped different. Rabbi Chanan's kash is that it's mavur, but when it's Shchiyah Chazeka, there's an isser. You're not letting be machnas yourself into a matzav of sakana, even if you're a shliach mitzvah, hecha, that it's Shchiyah Chazeka. His nusach is a little different. He's taking out of the Gemara Pesachim that hecha the Shchiyah Chazeka, there is no shmir at all. There's no shmir when it's Shchiyah Chazeka. But Al Kaponim, he says the same teretz. V'nira li, the Hagonu de Torah adif umi mitzvah, the Hagon of Torah is other from mitzvah, umegina af hecha the Shchiyah. That even where it's Shchiyah Chazeka, still you find that Talmud Torah is going to be making. But Al Kaponim, what emerges from Rabbi Chanan and the Ahavas Eson, from this Gemara with Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, that we know Torah protects. There are a lot of things that protect, but when it's Shchiyah Chazeka, it's a whole different sugya. If a person finds himself in a real matzav of sakana, where it's Shchiyah Chazeka, so then already the whole Indian can be a little bit different. But when it comes to Torah, Torah protects even when it's Shchiyah Chazeka. Even when a person's in a matzav where he's michrach buvakarach together with Bali Rosan, where every statistic in the world's going to tell you that this person has a problem, he's doomed. But at the same time, meaning Michal, Smeila Gavriel, Mufane Ariel, Mechaira Yerfal, Varosh, Shchinas Gel. The Koyach HaGona of Torah is such that it's going to protect the person even if he finds himself in that dire situation, even in that matzav. It's another Sifkot, and it's another Knech, spoke at early in the week for Chaim Veloz and Afshachaim Shardal, the different levels of how Torah manifests itself differently than mitzvahs. And this is one of those in Yonim, that Torah has the ability to protect even when it's a matzav of Shchiyah Chazeka. I'm not sure. But just some food for thought. Maybe there's a mefurish raya to Rabbi Chanan and to the Havas Esa. And that is from the parasha of Soita. The Soita is drinking from the Mei Soita. She's drinking from the Mayim Amorim. If she was Mazana with this man, then it's over. The Klolas Aksuvas Petaira. L'chayret Shchiyah Chazeka. She's drinking something that for her, based on what she did, is extremely, extremely dangerous. Yet if she has the S'chus of Talmud Torah, Ravina, the Rambam's Pesach in Perek Gimel Hilchos Soita, nothing's going to happen to her. The S'chus is going to be Toilolo. So I say, Meres, Torah has the ability to protect Afila B'makim, the Shchiyah Chazeka. And Emes is the Ritva reading the end of Ksuva Shteltsu, the two Sugyas. He Shteltsu, the Sugya Rabbi Shua Ben Levi, with the G'dayli Achroinim, where Meichiach this Yisoid, to Soita Daf Chafalaf Amar Aleph Kinar Mitzvah the Torah, that Torah is Megan O'Matzel. And you see that Torah has the ability to be Megan O'Matzel, Afilu be'inu de layasikba, but afilu be'inu de shchiyah chazeka. Because the chayre, this is a matzah. What's shchiyah chazeka? Shchiyah chazeka means this is a matzah of sakana. There's a real dangerous thing going on over here. A woman that's drinking from the Mei Soita, who is mezana tachas baila, for sure is in a matzah of shchiyah chazeka. And afal pike, and you see that Talmud Torah is a schus that's toilah. Maybe the parasha of Soita, again, just a little food for thought. Maybe the parasha of Soita in and of itself is the biggest riot to the Soita of Rabbi Chanan and Havas Eson, that Torah is Megan or Matzel, Afilu Be'idna, the Shchiyah Chazeka.